Joel, our first podcast.
Been a long time talking about this, Cole, and here we go.
Yeah, man.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I am too. So
I hope that we come across okay. Not like complete idiots.
Yeah, no, I think it's good, dude. So I want to thank everybody for coming in, and this is our first podcast. And in this podcast, Joel and I are kind of going to introduce ourselves, and we just want to thank y'all and. You know, this is going to be the intro to all of our guests that we're going to be coming up here very soon. We've already recorded so many, like we have five in the hopper right now. And just so y'all know, some of the guests that are coming up that are already in the hopper, we've got Nicola Palin, James Nash. We've got
God. Yeah.
Yep. We've got Matt Graham.
And then primitive survivalist.
Yep. And then we've got Joel Turner, Shot IQ.
Yeah.
So
that's just the start.
That's just the start.
But a long list of people that are going to be coming onto this podcast with a lot of knowledge to share.
Yep. So y'all, this podcast is brought to you by LearnHuntHarvest.com and Joel, your website with so many courses and actually has online survival course that people can sign up for. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah, bushsurvivaltraining.com is the website where I run field courses. Myself and Cole run a hunting course together too. And then I have an online course that I put together. And listen, it's a little rough around the edges, but the content is there. And so you can always, it's only $25. You can always sign up for that and hopefully learn a few things there.
You guys go check out those. Also, our Instagram, Cole Wilkes Hunter on Instagram and Joel V Bushcraft on Instagram. Go check that out. And I don't want to delay the folks too much, Joel, but guys,
let's get right into it.
This is our first podcast. Thank you.
Hope you guys enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to In the Bush podcast with Cole and Joel. Welcome, everybody. Joel, our very first podcast.
And it's a good one. Here we go.
Y'all, thank you so much for tuning in. We just want to thank you so much for your support. And if you guys haven't hit the subscribe button, this is our very first podcast. And we need every bit of your help that we can. So you guys take the second right now, hit the subscribe. And we also, if you could leave us a 5-star review, that would be super awesome.
Yeah,
this is the beginning of our podcast, y'all.
Beginning of In the Bush.
Yeah, In the Bush with, we're going to have to figure out the Joel and Cole, or are we going to say, we should probably just have our full names on there. My name is Cole Wilkes. I live here in Austin, Texas. We'll just say Texas.
Let's call it Texas.
Yeah, Texas.
My name is Joel Vandeloon, and I live in Oregon. Of course, you pick up the accent, and that originates from the motherland. South Africa is where I was born and raised, partly between there and Tanzania. But now I live in the U.S. as a U.S. citizen, a true African-American.
Oh, yeah, dude.
A true African-American. I know that. I hope that doesn't upset anyone, but it is the truth.
Yeah, that is the truth.
It is the truth.
You could hear it deep down. For sure.
So, Mr. Cole Wilkes, my closest friend, man, it is so cool to sit here with you and start this whole process. So for you listeners, this is our first podcast, of course, if you haven't picked up on that. And so we're going to be clumsy. We're going to be a little bit rough around the edges. So bear with us as we go down this new road. But we hope that as the process continues, that all of you men and women out there and kids and whoever's listening will get a lot out of this podcast because we have some exciting plans. There's a lot of phenomenal guests in our community. And we're going to tell you a little bit more about ourselves now so you can kind of get a glimpse into what it is that we love And therefore, you know, that'll kind of give you an indication of the kind of people we're going to bring into these conversations.
Yeah, because it's ultimately, I mean, this is a community. And we, Joel and I, think there's lacking in our community in how maybe we communicate with each other. And just there's things out there that I think that are not getting covered that we think we can dive deeper into in all aspects of wilderness, hunting, survival, you know, everyday life, being men, women, children, all those things that being a human is, you know, difficult being. But dude, before we get too deep, so Joel and I came together. How long has it been, dude?
Talk about how we met. Yeah. It was 2019.
No.
It was 2019.
Was it 19?
Yeah,
the summer?
It was 2019.
Summer of 2019.
Summer of 2019 is when we first met, and we met at the Alone Season 7 boot camp. So for those who may have listened to me and thought, that voice sounds familiar. I was on Alone Season 7. I've been fortunate to have a couple of TV appearances. The first one was on Discovery Channel Bushcraft Build-Off. And it didn't have very high ratings. It wasn't really a big hit or anything.
Did you have fun on that show?
I had so much fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I had so much fun. Built a raft. And it was just incredible. With a few tools, built this huge raft. And it was such a great experience. But that's how I met Dave Nisha, who was on Season 3 and Season 5. I hope I didn't mess that up. I think I got that right. Season 3, Season 5. And then Matt Graham, that's how we met too, and just really hit it off. And so I'd mentioned to Dave, hey, if you ever, you know, get in touch with Alone and they're looking for people, hey, put a word out there for me. And sure enough, it was a couple of years down the line, they gave me a call. But it just so happened that you received a call this same year.
So what happened was I had been trying out for Alone for a couple of years already. And, it just so happened that I was the very first applicant for Season 7 of Alone.
Oh, I do remember you telling me
that.
You
remember that?
Yeah.
Because Molly and Quinn, and they told me straight up that I was the very first person to go through the interviews and all that.
Yeah.
I was the first person to get their footage. I had 5 hours of footage that I supplied them with of all my skills and traps. And you remember all that stuff that we filmed to put in? And
oh, yeah. So the Lone Boot Camp. You know what? This would actually be a great whole topic on its own, which we will absolutely discuss at some point. Because
we will.
I think that there's a lot of questions that people have about these TV shows. And, of course, I've had my experiences. You've just recently been on Naked and Afraid.
Yep.
And you're going to be the season premiere, first episode of the brand new season.
Season
you're on the
17.
On the poster. You're obviously made a huge impact. And so we have our experiences on TV, which are both good, it's a little bad, a little bit indifferent. So we will definitely talk to that. But So we met at the boot camp, and I got to say, man, you know, the moment I walked into that that hotel and I saw like all these participants standing there, you caught my eye. I was like, this is a guy who I'm going to get to know.
I was wearing a massive mustache at the time. I'm pretty sure I had blue jeans, some cowboy boots on.
Yeah.
You know, I was trying to look sharp. You know, and everybody else was just like legit hippie.
Yeah, legit hippie,
legit hippie. I'm like, oh, man, I'm a little overdressed here, man.
Well, but, you know, it was funny because I was cautiously sort of interested in chatting to you. But, you know, when we were sitting around the camp, so when we went out on the actual field portion of it for 3 days and they were testing all of our skills.
Dude.
And we had to sit around the campfire and just give a brief introduction who we were. And you started crying because you were just getting emotional telling your story. I was like, this guy, I know, now I know I'm going to like him and we're going to be friends. And sure enough, here we are, man.
Dude, we hit it off.
We did.
We killed our rabbit together, too.
We did.
We definitely had the best rabbit on the whole campfire.
For sure. It was amazing.
It was phenomenal. The meat was like everybody else's shit was either boiled in a pot.
Yeah.
No offense, y'all. I'm just saying that when Joel and I go out into these wilderness situations, we usually eat pretty good.
We do eat good. I mean, we do. And Cole's definitely got more of that cook/chef quality to him than I do. But we like to eat good, and we like to eat wild game. So that's sure as heck going to be a topic talked about a bunch.
Yeah.
So there we were, Lone Boot Camp. And the sad part about it is that I ended up getting selected. Of course, I was on season 7, and Cole was not selected. Reasons why, we don't know. We will never know. It's not important. But the bottom line is that I still think one of the biggest blessings I received about, you know, being part of that whole process was the people that I met at boot camp.
100%.
And, of course, you being front there.
I'm
on that.
Huge friends with so many people, even Roland, you know.
Yeah.
After Roland finished the challenge and everything was where he could kind of talk about it, he called me, and you know, so that's I'm friends with everybody, and in some way or another on Facebook or something else, I am in contact with pretty much everybody that we went to boot camp with, other than just a few people.
And you know, I kind of I know we should formally like start talking about our whole background and stuff, but you know, I'm gonna fill in pieces as we talk more throughout the podcast.
Yeah.
And I'd just like to kind of just say at this point that obviously the TV shows have sort of put us a bit on the radar, but there's other things that we get up to. So, Cole, why don't you go first? Why don't you just give a brief sort of like, put it in a nutshell, who you are, what you love to do, and, how you make your money, whatever you want to say.
Yeah. So I, obviously I'm Cole Wilkes. I have a passion for, the outdoors in some ridiculous, weird way.
We share
everything, wilderness, everything wild, anything quiet, anything high. I mean, anything, you know what I mean? Just away from chaos of the, you know, the everyday
modernity, civilization. Yeah.
The further I get away from a road or something, it seems like the happier I get. sorry, y'all. So I'm super passionate about, and it really doesn't make a crap what I'm doing. It doesn't matter if it's hunting. I don't care if I'm hiking, even if I just go sit somewhere quiet. It's the wilderness, the wild, the quiet and untouched places, or the places that have been allowed to come back in their natural way.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that I'm passionate about, and how we used to thrive and survive and live in those areas. That's why I do the things that I do, which is I have the Flatlander YouTube channel, which kind of started basically because of Alone wanting to see self-filmed footage, right?
Yeah, they require a lot of that.
So I was like, well, I mean, I can start filming my hunts. I mean, I hunt all the time. I mean, how hard is it? I'll just get a tripod, put my phone on it, and let's go. I mean, here we are 4 years later, and I did get to go and cast for Alone. I didn't make it, but they're knocking at my door currently, wanting more. I just filmed with Naked and Afraid for season 17. I got the premiere on that, you know. And I also, I work for myself so that I can go do all these things. I work construction, in and around, Austin, Texas. And I've been doing that for 10 years because when I first found public land, 12 years ago, I went on my first elk hunt, and it blew my mind that I could go somewhere and be in the wild like that, hundreds of thousands of acres, and be able to just go do whatever I want and hunt how I want to hunt. Like, I'm not bound by this fence or this private property line.
That's one of the most amazing things about this country. I mean, public land is just, you don't find it in many countries, and the system that they've got set up here is incredible.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons I'm absolutely in love with this.
And we're going to dive more into that, because I think that's a whole nother podcast that I don't want to dive too deep into right now. because our public lands are funded by the hunters.
Absolutely. A lot of people don't realize
that. A lot of people don't understand that. And we're going to get into that.
Yeah.
I don't want to dive too much in that. But back with who I am and how this all started and what we do and stuff. I changed my life after going to the mountains that first time. I was about to sign a mortgage on who knows how much a month, right? Dump a bunch of money out of my bank account for a down payment on a big house. And just so I can keep up with the Joneses and everybody else in our friend group so that I don't feel like I'm lacking, right? We were that close to signing that paperwork. And I talked my wife into moving where we are now, which is on 11 acres out in the hill country. And we bought a mobile home for cash. And we travel the world now. We don't have a mortgage, so it's spent on having fun.
I admire that. I admire that. Yeah. I mean, it's we all have our choices to make and certain ways to navigate this crazy modern world where we are slave to the dollar bill. But I think the way you're doing it is great.
Yeah.
You allow a lot of free time to pursue things which are meaningful to you.
100%.
Yeah.
And not only that, dude, I mean, I make my own schedule.
You make your own schedule. That's a luxury. Yeah.
You know, fortunately, I don't really have any employees. If I need something, if I have a large project or something, I'll sub it out.
Yeah.
And then I just have to manage that project. And it keeps me able to be like, you know what? If I want to go jump in my boat this afternoon and go fishing for 3 or 4 hours, I have the ability to do that. And it's not going to affect the outcome of, am I going to make my rent payment or my mortgage or my truck payment or any of that crap? I've set my life up to hunt, to fish, to adventure, to travel, to have experiences and not have, I still have things. I still have things. I like, you know, I have a new boat. I have dirt bikes and stuff like that. But those things, you know, they add to my adventures.
Well, at the end of the day, as a human being, you can say that you don't place any value on material items. But let's just put it this way. If it wasn't for material items, we wouldn't be here as a species.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can call it how you like, but a rock, stone tool is literally a material item that we relied upon. So of course
we cherished it.
And the skins that we used to keep ourselves warm and to, you know, make clothes and blankets out of, and even just the wood that we used to rub together and make fire. They were all material items that we absolutely relied upon. And that's not even delving into the whole hunting side of things and the bows we learned to make after these spears. And these things they're the difference between us and all the other animals. So we're always going to have this importance for material items. I think it's just maintaining a fine balance.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. You got to know when to stop and and not live outside your means.
Yeah, and definitely not doing it for other people. Like you were saying earlier, you know, just trying to do things to keep up with the Joneses. That's just a terrible. It's a terrible way to live life.
Yeah.
You know, it really is.
Well, then you're like, are you really living for yourself then? Because
You're not going to find fulfillment and happiness that way if you're constantly doing things for others. Right. Which is one of the things I love about you, man, is that you're not a follower of the trail. You make the trails. You know, you're the one out there, you know, paving the way in so many aspects.
Dude, and thank you, dude.
And you know, that's the thing that I love is the people that do think outside the box and come to these realizations and then apply that into their life.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully the kind of guests that we're bringing on in the future are going to be those type of people. You know, that's what we're going to be shooting for, are going to be people that are inspiring, they're motivating, they're education. They will be able to provide education because a lot of them are very good teachers naturally. Yeah. And so we can all get a lot.
Everything from the survivalists that we are, that we went on these shows with to biologists that are taking care of our forests and our natural areas.
Absolutely.
That keep you and I sane every every so often that we get to go out in them.
Yeah.
And people that you know, maybe people that other people don't even know about.
Yeah.
Friends of ours or you know, friends that or people that we associate with, behind the scenes people maybe.
Anyone that has a good story to tell that can provide an impact.
Yeah.
I think today, in this modern civilized world, it's no secret that so many of us have lost touch with what it is to be human. And we've lost we're out of practice with how to go about doing things to feel human. Mm-hmm. And so I find that when we can speak to people that really can shine a light on those sort of things, and whether that is obviously things close to our heart like hunting and survival skills and things like that, you know, it's it just hopefully will breed the desire for people to do things more that make them feel human and content.
Well, and understand how healthy that is.
So healthy. Yeah.
You know, they're
a requirement. It's a requirement.
It is. And there's so many people that have a fear of being out in the natural world where we came from.
Yeah.
And it's because we've been so closed off from it. And so many people have they haven't felt it in so long that it would probably, like, seriously, like on Learn, Hunt, Harvest, dude, that's one of my things that I would love to do is take some people from the cities or somewhere that they've never really been out into the country or even somewhere like this and have their first camping trip to where they sleep outside. They sleep outside for the first time, sleeping by the campfire, you know, hearing the coyotes going, hearing the whippoorwills, hearing the owls, hearing the pigs squealing down in the river bottom, you know, hearing the frogs and all that stuff. And next thing you know, it's a symphony, and it's that all that white noise, just like what they, but even better than what they get in the cities or where all that static is, right? Get them out here to where they can truly see darkness, you know? Get them out away from all that bright lights and all that stuff. And then next thing you know, you're walking through the fields at night under moonlight.
Which by the way, for those of you listening, I guess we haven't filled you in. We're sitting on top of a hill in, would you call this Texas Hill Country still? Kind of?
Yeah, I would say it's on the brinks
on the brink.
Like Texas Hill Country and the West Texas kind of.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you call it. Maybe high
like,
desert.
Kinda. Yeah, like savannah woodland, I think is maybe
savannah woodland,
but a grassland mixed
it.
In. For those of you that haven't been to Texas, it is a very, very interesting and unique place. It reminds me a lot in Africa. We talk about this all the time, how similar it is to Southern Africa, and yet it's just abundant with wildlife. So we're out here pig hunting on some private property, and so, you know, when Cole was talking about like hearing coyotes and all that, I mean, that's what's happening out here each night, right? As we're out, it's legal to hunt pigs at night, so we partake in that, and the coyotes, once the sun sets, start, you know, hooting and yipping, and it's just they carry on, and it's fantastic.
Oh yeah.
But getting back to your point, for those that are not acquainted with that, have never spent a night outside, that would be something that would be kind of disturbing and scary.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah, and that's another thing where people that are listening to this, to be able to have an avenue to go, because, dude, a lot of people don't even know where to start. Like, I don't even have, like, what kind of equipment do I need to go do that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And to be able to have a place to where they can just show up at the airport, come out to a location, and camp is huge, and know that they're taken care of. Maybe they have a radio or something like that to where they can get back to base camp and be like, hey, I'm freaking out here. Can you please come either talk me through this or, you know, whatever it might be. But you know what I'm saying? It's hard for me to put myself in that situation because we indulge in that so much that we don't think about like, dude, have you thought about there's people out there that haven't seen a cow in real life?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's that's really there.
It is there. It is. There's people who have not seen a cow, nor have they ever seen an animal killed. They certainly have never seen an animal killed that they've actually eaten.
Yeah.
Now that disconnect is unnatural.
Yeah.
And unhealthy.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's another thing, like why we started doing our courses,
yeah,
to teach people about hunting. It's an intro to hunting course. That's another reason why Joel's here in, yeah, Texas. We are pig hunting. Joel comes down every year. We started off actually doing this in Florida.
Yeah, in Florida.
I flew to Florida immediately after Joel got done with his challenge, yeah, pretty much. And then I was like, hey, man, you need to come to Texas.
Yeah.
And then he came to Texas. And then I was like, I don't even know how the hunting course came up.
I don't know how it started.
I think it started with you because you were like, you're such a mentor. We've got to teach this.
And I just figured Texas, I mean, you can hunt. It's open season on pigs.
Yeah.
There's an abundance of them. And so they're a great animal to hunt. So why not try and combine an intro to hunting course? Because your way of teaching people about the basics of hunting big game was so simple, somewhat aggressive, which made it simple, and it just made a lot of sense.
Well, you don't need a lot of gear.
You don't need a lot of gear.
Like, you need to determine what kind of weapon you want to use,
yeah,
and then you need to identify the seasons that you're allowed to use that weapon,
yeah,
and then you need to identify the place you can go, and then you just start putting those pieces of the puzzle together.
And it made sense to put those pieces of the puzzle together with you, yeah, in this location where they can get the most bang for their buck, where they can get this intro to hunting course, and hey, they can even have a crack at shooting at a pig.
Yeah.
And so here we are, and it's gonna, yeah, that course happens in a few days. We got a few days to enjoy ourselves hunting, and then that course kicks off. And so I guess I'll backtrack a bit, and I'll just kind of fill you in briefly on myself. And speaking of courses, so that is, my name is Joel Vanderloon, and I am from South Africa. I was born there, and I was raised partly between there and Tanzania. I've been on several podcasts where I've talked a lot about my background, and I'm going to kind of refrain from that a little bit, but that is my background. I come from those countries, and I spent a lot of time in the woods as a kid, and a lot of it was self-inspired. It was also just my surroundings. And then I had a mother and father who were very adventurous. And so all that being said, it led me to extensive traveling, years and years of traveling around the world. Met a lovely woman who I married here in the U.S. Settled down in the U.S. and called it home. And my love for nature in all aspects, the wildlife, you know, the plants, the trees, interacting with it, there's no avenue you could go down that would not interest me when it comes to nature. And so one of the directions that my life took me was to work for a survival school as an instructor, and then open up my own school. And so here I am with Cole running one of the courses I offer. I take people into Africa to go spend time with the Hadza Bushmen. I run various other one-day courses locally in Oregon. And then at the same time, I work sort of also in the construction business as a heating and cooling service technician. So I kind of, we share that sort of balancing of the two worlds.
Yeah.
Yeah. The slave of making the dollar bill, because I tried to do it full time and with the survival school, and it is tough.
Yeah.
Very tough.
It is tough.
And trying to set that schedule to be a little more flexible than the average person. So here we are.
Yeah.
Here we are. We've got a lot of similarities, and we've got a lot of similar backgrounds. Our background story is very similar.
Yeah.
We feel like we're cut from the same cloth, and we're at this point in life where we just thought, why don't we just talk about these things?
Yeah.
And start a podcast. I mean, everyone else is doing it. Why shouldn't we?
Yeah, why not?
You know, why not?
I mean, we record this stuff, or we don't record this stuff. We talk about this stuff anyway.
Correct.
And I mean, why not share it with so many people that could benefit from just hearing us talk about things and having our guests talk about things and whatever that might be. Like, you know, some people this is going to resonate with, and some people it's not, because sometimes we're going to be talking about like whitetail deer hunting and
yeah,
our hippie friends that, you know, might not be more on the survival side and be, you know, not want to partake in that, might not like those conversations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They might not. I mean, I think that that's one thing though, that we're not going to really restrict ourselves on.
No.
We're going to talk to the truth as we understand it. And first and foremost, neither of us are intellects. So let's just get this way out there clear. Neither of us are academics or intellects. We're probably going to say things all the time that are going to be incorrect.
Yeah.
And it just is what it is.
I seriously thought that we either need one of our wives there just to fact check us. Yeah. Just to have like a Jamie, you know.
If we were fact checked, we would get nothing done.
Hold, please. No, don't go no further. I've got three fact checks I got to run on you before you can say anything else.
Listen, the thing that I think you'll probably find endearing about us is that we're not going to claim to know it all, and we're going to make mistakes, but we're going to own up to that. But bottom line is we're going to be open-minded to any recommendation, opinion. We're just here to ask questions.
Yeah, and topics.
We just want to delve into people's minds and see what makes them tick. And of course, the underlying interest is always going to be the outdoors. It's going to be how they engage with the outdoors and what sort of meaning that brings them in their life and what sort of how they bring out their mental strength in challenging situations. We'd love to dive deep. You know, let's see people's vulnerability. And we definitely want to also dive deep into skills. And this is, I think, what Cole was referring to in the beginning. Like, I don't want to just do the surface level aspect of asking the questions which everyone would expect to ask. I would love to know the deep instruction of how something is done, whether that be hide tanning, whether that be friction fire, whether that be
building a
field dressing,
like Keith.
Building a flintlock. How do you prepare mentally to step in the ring in a fight? Yeah. Like, how do you? I want to know how people's minds are working through this thing called life.
Yeah.
How
or their passion.
How
right?
do you articulate being a good father, a good husband? Mm. I mean, all of these things are important aspects, which I think you have to have a certain element of vulnerability to approach. And so hopefully we're able to release in a way that we can express our vulnerabilities and have our guests feel the same way.
Yeah.
To where
we
can have meaningful conversation.
Yeah. To where they're comfortable and they know that this is a cool place to, you know, to be free.
Yeah.
And really, like, even if our opinions differ, like, let's talk about it. Yeah, like, let's bring in a friggin' vegan and let's talk to them about why we hunt and the differences between us and
let's find the common ground.
Oh, the love of the animal.
Yeah, the love for the animal.
100%. The love for the wild thing. Right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
I mean, there we go. Problem solved. You're a vegan and you love animals. We're hunters and we love animals too. And we can talk about how
Here's
much we
why.
Love those animals all day long.
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
And I think that the one aspect that we want to always be in the forefront of this podcast is kind of just have that element of tongue-in-cheek. Like, you know, we want to have an element of humor and let's just keep things fun, but let's also get deep.
Yes, 100%.
And I think I'm hoping that with the guests that we have planned to come on, that we can keep people engaged. And first, I want to put it out there. Anyone that's listening to this first podcast, we're open. So if you want to contact us and give us suggestions,
feedback,
recommendations,
topics,
anything at all that you'd like to offer, we're all open ears. And you can get in touch with us through. We're not going to give out emails or phone numbers and things like that. But
you can go to our website.
BushSurvivalTraining.com, LearnHuntHarvest.com. You can get in touch with either of us. Yeah. And please, we welcome all feedback.
We both have YouTube channels as well. You can find me on Flatlander. You can go out and watch some entertaining things there. And then Joel is very educational and handsome on his channel.
Speak yourself, man.
But yeah, if you guys want to reach out, you know, we are definitely here and we want to be talking about things. But more than anything, like, this is going to be like one of those best friend podcasts. Like, sometimes we might be saying something that you need to hear that you don't want to hear. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes some people might need to hear this stuff we're saying, but they don't necessarily want to hear it. And so we want to reach out to some of those people too. And whenever I say it's like your best friend, like we're here to check you. Like if something's happening that we don't necessarily agree with, we're going to speak out. That's why we're talking about being free and being able to be in a free space and have opinions and talk about it. And then be able to sit there and listen through the stuff that we don't necessarily want to hear or agree with, you know, and give that time, you know, whatever the scenario might be.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to, we love hunting. We love the wilderness. We love all that stuff, but that's not necessarily what is going to define us.
No,
on this podcast.
We don't know what is going to define us.
Right.
We can
want it
certainly
to stay wide
share
open.
That any topic that falls under the outdoors, or should I say, any hobby, discipline, sport, whatever you want to call it, any category that falls into the outdoors, underneath the outdoors. Let me try to rephrase that. Anything that can be done outdoors, anything at all that can be done outdoors would probably spark our interest and has a high potential of being on this podcast.
Yeah.
But of course, we also have...
Well, would we have Mark Wahlberg on if he likes to bow hunt?
Sure.
I mean, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd have anyone. I'd have your daughter on if she likes to
She's
hunt.
She's probably going
to
come on.
I mean, it's...
She's probably one of the best shots I know.
Yeah, she got a nice nice buck this
she
year.
She did get a nice buck, actually, on the property that we're sitting on right now. Yeah,
but this conversation is certainly going to appeal, I think, to a lot of people for a lot of different ways. And I can't say every podcast will, but it's not going to be defined by any specific topics. It's not going to be hunting every single podcast.
I mean, look at Joe Rogan. Look how successful he is.
Yeah.
I could give two craps about listening to the Fight Companion podcast, but I listen to every one of the other ones.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, if there's going to be a certain thing or whatever, we don't expect you to tune into every single one of them, but just know that we are going to have the opportunity for you to be a part of the show. There is going to be some possible live call-ins that we'll take. Q&A, and we're going to do Q&As for our guests. You guys will be able to follow us on our social medias and all that stuff, and we're going to post questions for our guests that's going to be coming on the show. That way we can be prepared, and we would love to know what you guys want to know about our guests. That way you guys, we want y'all to be as much of the show as we are, and we know that this through our supporters is how we're going to grow and how we're going to be the best podcast that, that our supporters want us to be, because, you know, it's pretty much going to reflect off of them.
We're relying on the feedback. Hopefully you learn a couple things, get a bit inspired, a bit motivated. And even with all our flaws,
while you're listening to this podcast, hopefully you're not at work or something dumb like that. But if you are, we do appreciate it. But hopefully you're doing something awesome and you're an adventurer. You're out in the bush.
Driving, man. That's for me. I mean, podcasts, first of all, podcasts, to me, the reason I'm so motivated to do one is because of the profound effect they've had on me in my life.
Oh, same, dude.
Educationally, for sure. Big time. I mean, the amount of education you get from podcasts now is just limitless. But
yeah.
I find more than anything is the inspiration. And these are the three words that you're going to keep hearing me say within our podcast, because that is my focal point, is motivated, inspired, and educated. And I don't know how good we are going to be at educating people, Cole, but we'll try our best. But hopefully inspiring and motivating. Hopefully we can kind of dig that out of people. And obviously this is all going to be revolved around the outdoors.
Yeah, motivate you to get out there and go do these things and go experience some of these places. And and that could even be just going to your local state park or something like that, just getting out of the neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Or getting away from your job for a little bit.
And I look forward to digging into these individual topics, but, of the sort of the naturalist / bushcrafter, and of course delving into more of the survival type of stuff, and then honing in on hunting, and there's a lot of topics we look forward to delving deep into. But there's you've always got to start somewhere. And then I think that these lessons that we've learned, if we can inspire and educate and motivate, and we can keep to doing that in a way where someone makes a little subtle change in their life in the right direction, hey, maybe we're doing something good.
Yeah. Well, just like I always say on Flatlander, y'all, never give up. If you have a dream or a passion or something like that out there, you just believe that once you put in that hard work, it will come to fruition. But you cannot get there without the hard work. Mm. So know that it's never going to be easy to be great and do the things you love. You have to work hard at it.
Amen. And, you know, the amount of times that we're going to have to go through hardness in life, in whatever form you look at it, is always going to be an opportunity for growth. And I feel like that's a reason to embrace hard things, is because you know that at the end of it, there's going to be some sort of growth. And I find it exciting to always think, what is that going to look like this time? How am I going to be better this time? How am I going to be more humbled this time? How
bad is this going to suck before I finally kill my
How long is this going to take before it gets better?
Yeah. Those are legit questions that all of us ask. And you know what? We don't have that answer.
No, we're on this road of discovery where we try to just to learn a little bit more each day.
You guys, if y'all want to reach out to us, bushsurvivaltraining.com. You can reach Joel there. You can go to learnhuntharvest.com and reach me. Any questions, anything like that, even if you just want to say, hey, you know, whatever, love what you're doing, support you 100%. You know, we want to hear that kind of stuff. Any topics or anything like that, please leave us there. You have Flatlander on YouTube. You have Joel V. Bushcraft on YouTube. You have my Instagram, Flatlander on YT, Joel V. Bushcraft on Instagram as well. You can follow along anytime that we're going to be doing any of these adventures or anything like that. We normally post about it, and you can kind of follow along and follow us there.
Yeah, stay tuned.
See ya.
All right. See ya.